News, WSGO Oswego, W249 BC Mattydale, W261 AC Oswego, WTKW HD2 Bridgeport, ESPN Radio. Broadcasting live from Armory Square and the ESPN studios in downtown Syracuse, this is the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show, celebrating and spotlighting the best in high school sports in Central New York, featuring the guru Phil Blackwell, top athletes and coaches in CNY. Now here's your host, the maestro, Mr. Mike Bristol.
All right, here we are on it, the Inside High School Sports Show presented by Nye Automotive, and a rockin' show this week. We'll get to it, and right after the Inside High School Sports Show, we got the Syracuse Legend Show again, a great lineup. Before we do that, let's talk about who's in studio. Rob from Apex. Big Rob, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Great to be here, Mike. Thank you.
It's nice to have you here, and you're wearing your Cuse, your orange, and you're heading to the game today.
I will be there later.
5 o'clock, who are you going with?
Actually, my roommate.
From college?
From college, the 4 years I was here, yeah.
At Syracuse. Who's your roommate?
His name is Michael Craver.
Mike Craver. What does Mike do?
He's actually a principal, which is scary.
Wow. Okay, I could imagine some of your college stories. Captain Matt Ronchetti, company commander, Syracuse Recruiting Battalion. Captain, what's going on? How are you?
Morning, Mike. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. Tell me a little bit about where you're from and that kind of stuff. Are you a Syracuse guy, or you been moved around like a lot of the Army guys?
So I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois.
Yep.
Been all over the country. I've been to mostly stationed in El Paso, Texas.
Oh, nice.
I went overseas for a few months, and here I am in Syracuse.
So Texas, quite a difference.
A big difference. I had to go from Texas to New York.
So are you here for 2 years, then off again, or on to somewhere else, or how's it work out?
That's correct. So after 2 years, I'll finish my assignment as a company commander, but I was actually accepted to Syracuse University.
Nice.
For a master's degree program, so I'll earn a dual master's through the military, 100% paid for by the Army, and I'll have two master's in 14 months.
Look at that. So what are the master's in?
Business administration and public administration.
Pretty incredible. And then you'll continue your Army career?
That's right. I'll have a three-year service obligations, so they can't fire me for 3 years after I get my degrees.
That's good.
That's job security.
Yeah.
And then I'll continue my career from there. I plan to do 20 years.
Pretty amazing. And after you do 20 years, I know the retirement piece is unbelievable.
It's an awesome benefit. 55% of your last paycheck. Wow. So I'll make, you know,
a good
$80,000 to breathe and breathe and eat.
For the rest of your...
the rest of my life.
Yeah. And I met your little guy, Maddie Jr.
Matthew Jr. And my wife, Renee, are here with me today.
Nice. And only one?
One on the way as
One on the way. Look at you. So creating a big family there. So we've worked a long time with the Syracuse Recruiting Battalion as well. And obviously we have the vehicle. We do the promotions. We go out and do all the games. We do all that kind of good stuff. Have you guys on, do a little bit of interviews. The one thing I've always found interesting is, and you've already been touching on most of it, but just all the benefits of being in the Army. And, you know, to me, I always joke around like, hey, why can't I join? And they're always like, hey, you're too old now. You know, I think it was like 35. Is that what it cuts off at?
So without a waiver? Yeah. 35 years old.
I need a waiver.
I'll write it for you.
Yeah. I need something good. But I also found out, I think there's how many different job opportunities. I forgot, over 100.
Over 150 different career opportunities.
That's unbelievable. And then I have a buddy who actually wound up being in the Army, spent X amount of years, and then he's got a position now, a beautiful job, where he's doing more of like the digital type stuff and what have you. Then I have another buddy that's doing more of like the fiber optics and all that, but they learned all their skills in the military.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you just think about all the, in the community, how veterans are respected. You think about veteran-owned businesses, veteran hires. You definitely get preference for a lot of positions and jobs. And then the discipline and the skill set you learn, the leadership skill set you learn in the military is unparalleled.
The leadership side, too. I mean, all the different values at the Army. And I think they're talking about integrity and all these different things. But why don't you go through a little bit of that for a second? I think, is there five different things that you stress? Five or six different?
So there's seven.
Seven, okay.
It's actually a...
Look, I'm good. I'm on board.
The leadership, or the acronym is leadership.
Okay.
So it's loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage.
Look at that. Just ripped them all off. So it's one of those things where you go and not only do you have the disciplinarian side, you have the strength and conditioning side, you have the educational piece, and then you have the post-educational piece and or post you know, graduate, whatever you want to call it, into retirement. So it's a pretty incredible thing, especially serving 20 years and then getting 55% of your income is incredible. And people right now, with everything that's going on with insecurities in the job market and the stresses of, you know, going out and just buying a thing of eggs or something, it makes sense.
Absolutely.
And growing the strength of our military, which I'm a big proponent of, is a strong military and guys like yourself that are serving the country.
Thank you. Definitely. Definitely something that's very important to me. I feel like I do something important every day.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done stuff to change the world, going overseas, doing building communities, making relationships with community partners and leaders in Syria. I don't know where else you could do that.
Pretty incredible. What was Syria like?
Syria was a beautiful country, actually. Unfortunately, because of the war, there's a lot of hardship going on over there. But as far as going to the Euphrates, visiting castles, visiting some of the villages, it's a really pretty country.
Pretty unbelievable. All right, let's talk about who's on the program real quick. We've got Urnai Automotive interview, Clinton Girls Ice Hockey. Rob Kopeck will be on the program, and a couple of his players, Drew Kopeck and Alyssa Nardoliski. And 2 weeks ago, actually, in Utica's Nexus Center, the Clinton Girls Hockey claimed a second state regional championship to go on with earned in 2020. A team with members from all kinds of schools. So you got the Warriors head to throne. I think it was reigning state champion, Skinny Alice. Yeah, that was in double overtime as a sectional final. And then the state Frozen Four in Utica, they beat Kenmore, Grand Island, then Adirondack United. That was in the title. So we'll talk to Coach and a couple of his star players in a couple minutes here on the Inside High School Sports Show. After that, we've got our Aflac Spotlight interview, West Genesee boys basketball players Christian Amika and Christian Kane, Gary McLean. And to say that the West Jenny boys basketball team has some motivating going into tomorrow night's sectional Class AA final against Liverpool would be a big understatement. Think about this. The Wildcats trying to get back to the top after winning the sectional state finals in 2019. They've seen Liverpool, obviously, all the way, a great team coach there at Liverpool. But in a close sectional final last year, it was a double overtime loss. So West Jenny, again, trying to, again, to conquer the Warriors here. We'll talk to Christian Amika, Christian Kane, and Gary McLean as well here on the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show. We're going to finish things up with our U.S. Army Spotlight interview with West Hill boys basketball players Cam Langdon and Luke Kilmartin, Sean Mays, and Omar Robinson, as well as James Derrick here on the program. And you look at West Hill boys basketball team, really established a long and deep winning tradition that includes four state Class B championships from 2010 to 2017. And then in recent years, the Warriors had watched as others, especially Lowville, achieved that glory as well. So this year's West Hill side went 17-3. That was in the regular season. They've joined really an impressive playoff run that included knockoff defending champion. It was Chittenango in the semis before it meets, obviously, Marcellus, the Mustangs here, my alma mater, tomorrow in the sectional final. So we'll talk to Cam, Sean, Luke, Omar, and James here, all from West Hill boys basketball, on the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show. We'll get to our Holbrook Heating and Air Conditioning Top 10, get the guest rolling, talk to Rob a bit. Corey Bruno in studio, our terrific intern, is here with us as well, and we'll post pictures and some of the social media stuff, as well as hooking up Captain here, who's in the studio as well. So we'll be right back. This is the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show, presented by Nye Automotive.
Check out the Boeheim Foundation Wilkins RV out and about near you. Please register for our Jim and Julie Boeheim Foundation Gala April 29th and our annual Jim Boeheim Golf Tournament June 13th at BoeheimFoundation.org. And you can round up your purchases at Wilkins to help our foundation and support children in our area. Thanks to Galaxy Media Group and CNY Central for their support of our community and foundation.
At Syracuse Orthopedic Specialists, we're everywhere you need us to be. On the sidelines at high schools and colleges, and in our offices throughout CNY, we're always nearby, open every day, working as a team to make your comeback stronger than ever. Prevent, recover, strengthen, perform. From youth to pros, SOS Sports Medicine helps you do more. Apex Entertainment in Destiny, USA welcomes you to come in and enjoy 55,000 square feet of pure fun. Enjoy 24 bowling lanes, arcade, laser tag, bumper cars, Hologate, X-Rider, and now axe throwing, along with a full restaurant menu in the Pit Stop Tavern that features over 65 gluten-free items. Apex also has meeting space, ideal for corporate outings, and is the perfect place for birthday and holiday parties. Perfect weather is always guaranteed. At Apex, go to apexentertainment.com for more information.
Players Only, presented by Point Guard Advisors, a show about high school sports by high school students. Sunday mornings 8 to 9, ESPN 97.7 and 100.1. Whether you're looking to make a career move or you're in need of a company that offers top pay, opportunity for advancement, and lets you feel heard, you need to apply today at Holbrook Heating and Air Conditioning.
Hi fans, Coach Boeheim here. What you see on the court on game day takes a lot of work, recruiting the right people first. That is what Holbrook is looking to do right now. Holbrook Heating and Air Conditioning, a second generation family-owned business, wants you to be a part of their team.
So if you have knowledge in HVAC or mechanical work, Holbrook Heating and Air Conditioning is excited to offer you top pay and opportunities for advancement with a company that promotes from within. Apply today at any local Holbrook Heating and Air Conditioning location or visit holbrookheating.com. Click on the careers page below the About Us tab and change your career direction with a company that wants to stand behind you.
Your comfort is our business. Holbrook Heating and Air.
Broadcasting live from Armory Square and the ESPN studios in downtown Syracuse, this is the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show, celebrating and spotlighting the best in high school sports in Central New York, featuring the guru Phil Blackwell, top athletes and coaches in CNY. Now here's your host, the maestro, Mr. Mike Bristol.
All right, here we are back on our Nye Automotive interview. Clinton girls ice hockey coach Rob Kopech and players Drew Kopech and Alyssa Nardis Lisco. I think I probably pronounced that wrong. Coach, what's going on? How are you? Coach,
good
you
morning.
Where are you? Sounds like you are shoveling snow or something.
No, we're actually in the car out in Buffalo for a club state tournament.
Oh, nice. All right, well, that's fun. Well, let's get right to it. Do you have Drew and Alyssa with you?
Yeah, they're with me.
All right, well, let's get going. Let's talk about this, I guess, Coach. If you could pinpoint a single key to this team taking the next step to sectional state regional titles, what would it be?
I would say progression during the season. Development, you know, getting rid of bad habits and, you know, getting the systems and the personnel straightened out about halfway through the season.
You know, that seems to be, you know, getting kids to focus the entire year and certain things like that. And then obviously staying healthy. So when you talk about kind of like the personnel, how would you describe that?
I was just getting, you know, our defensive pairings and our line straightened out and getting everybody healthy, like you said. We had a forward out for most of the year with a broken thumb, and her coming back, she scored 7 goals in 11 games for us, so it was a huge addition for her and us.
You know, how many, I was thinking about this, how many schools are represented on the Clinton team, and does that make it more difficult to form kind of a bond, or do you feel like the kids even get even closer because they're trying to work hard to you know, work together because they are from different schools?
Yeah, if you ask the girls, this year was something special with the connection. There is the main four schools, and then we had a few girls from one school each. But at that core four of Clinton, New Hartford, Rome, and Whitesboro, there was a bond on this team this year.
I love it. You know, right away on November 30th, you got a win over Skinny Atlas. How critical was that, I guess, in terms of gaining confidence for the rest of the season for this team?
Oh, that was huge. You know, that set the tone in our league. And, you know, it's our biggest rival. And, you know, you could throw everything out the window when they hit the ice. It doesn't matter what's on paper. because emotions take over, and you know, you never know what to expect in those games.
No, no question about it. Drew, are you there? Coach, you mind putting Drew on for 1 second here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Drew, how are you?